Hello and welcome to the hopefully end of jackhammering week here at the Entertainment Earth podcast. I've been here and they've been making a lot of noise in the last few days. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. We're here to talk about movies and toys and stuff, and it is January 27th, 2012. Let's get started with movies. This week at the movies, your most popular movies were Underworld Awakening with $25.3 million, Red Tails with $18.8 million, Contraband with $12 million, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close with $10 million, and Beauty and the Beast in 3D with $8.8 million, rounding out the top five. New movies include The Grey, Man on a Ledge, One for the Money, The Wicker Tree, and other stuff you won't see because it's in limited release. In the news, Spielberg has confirmed he's doing a big Moses epic movie. Captain America 2 may start shooting this year. Evangeline Lilly has confirmed she will play an elf warrior in the new Hobbit movie named Toriel, I believe it's pronounced. The surviving members of Monty Python will be voicing characters in the movie Absolutely Anything, in which case they will be playing most likely the aliens, from the sound of things. Probably a small role. NBC is giving NBC is considering giving the character of Dwight Schrute a spinoff on The Office. The idea sounds kind of like Blackadder, where they might look at the Schrute family through the ages, which to me is interesting because most of the Schrute Farm jokes are great 3 to 5 second cutaway gags, like, here's someone chasing a goat, here's someone playing ping pong. In 30 minutes of that, I don't know, but I never would have said they would have gotten 11 years out of Frasier, so what do I know? On sale at Entertainment Earth. Lego, buy one, get your second 25% off. So it's like, buy one, get one at a discount. And we have lots of new sets. We have a number of 2012 items, Star Wars, Dino, and more. So if you are looking for new Lego sets, go to sale.entertainmentearth.com right now and see what Lego items you can find. Sale ends Tuesday night. In toy news, pre-orders aren't up yet, but there's a lot of news coming out of UK Toy Fair. For example, NECA will do a ton of ET stuff, including new action figures and reissues of toys from the 1980s and the early 2000 re-release of the movie. I believe I saw a picture of what I think was a Kraft Macaroni and Cheese ET bendable figure. DC Direct is showing off Dark Knight Rises stuff over there, including a not very cat-like statue of Anne Hathaway as Catwoman. Looks pretty good. She's crouching down in a position I assume she will never stand in the movie, but what do I know? I haven't seen the movie yet. Neither have you. So let's move on to the next topic. Hasbro's Marvel Avengers. A lot of figures for that are making the rounds, including Scarlett Johansson and Loki. So if Loki was a secret, it ain't no more. But it looks like that is going to be... It looks okay. People are complaining they're not as articulated as Marvel Universe.